Have you ever wanted to start live streaming and were not sure how to do it? You can start live streaming up to 40 social media platforms all at one time for as little as nada. It's going to cost you your time. That is what it's going to cost. You can pre-record. You can live stream. You can do a multitude of things. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com. O-N-E.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello, and welcome to another round of the Jay Allen Show. I really do hope that everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday doing the things that we get to do today. Anyways, how are things in your neck of the woods? Seriously, because listen, I know that we talk a lot on this station and we talk a lot on the podcast and we talk a lot on the radio station. We got Safety FM. We got Radio Big. We got the Rated R Safety Show. We have this show right here. We have the Safety FM Mini. So we have a lot of opportunities of interacting. And I always take a look at this and I go, I don't ever want to take our time for granted. And listen, I know that depending on what show you're taking a listen to, that some of these things actually change significantly on what we talk about. And some people have been going as far as saying, hold on, you're listening to the Jay Allen Show on Safety FM, but you have been going away from safety. And I guess to an extent, we can say that there is some truth to that. But we're also talking a lot about the psychological aspect of what we do. So I don't think we're going to go far away today, but today we're going to focus on explaining the concepts of decision making and provide a framework for understanding it. So if I have to title this thing today, I guess we would title it like this: decision making, what does it depend on? Maybe that's what we should talk about. So if I have to give you a breakdown and go through some of the aspects of what I was thinking thought process wise, as we were putting this together, this is what I came up with. Decision versus reactions. We are all confronted by crossroads in life. And I mean, I think that even getting to this podcast today, that was a portion of what we were doing. Paths we can take that could either alter our lives in a mundane or minuscule ways or alter them completely forever. But although similar they are, there are as important distinctions between proactive decisions and reactions to stimuli to set it upon us. A decision on sets of the future, what to invest in, which muscles to train, what books to read, what portions of work to actually pay attention to, leave a lot of positive room to breathe, and then grow and compromise if a crisis erupts. On the other hand, deciding to scrap plans, what to eat, you're short on cash, and other sudden unplanned quick decisions, the way that we make are often stressful and don't play completely to our advantage. So taking all these things into account, planning on to the future of what we have going on, or at least what could be at the very least, practicing the scenarios that we could realistically, or should I say reactively, or should I say realistically, I'm not even sure, find ourselves in. Well, because I think it's a combination of all things. We become great tools when we start actually dealing with these paradigms that actually can come in front of us in regards to what we need to do. So how do emotions influence our decision making? Maybe that's something we should talk about for a little bit here and go into that. Being intentional or not, emotions can seriously affect our rational decision-making ability. Think about this real quick. Think about a time where your emotion played a huge factor on what you wanted to do next. I mean, there's thousands of scenarios, even millions of scenarios that we can think about. So, ever been in a relationship that did not work and you've got yourself asking questions like, oh God, why did I spend so much on such stupid stuff? The more extreme the emotion, the easier it is to cloud our judgment. Not only does it work with our attention, but guarding our luck towards pretty girls, outrageous news, or content making fun of idiots. Yeah, I know, content making fun of idiots. I think we're kind of privy to that. And don't take that the wrong way in regards to what I'm saying. I just want you to think about this. The same sequence works with decisions as well. Playing on insecurities, for example, it is easiest and the fastest way to get someone to purchase your product. You don't want to look ugly, do you? Buy our cosmetics. You want to protect your family, don't you? Buy our security system. You want to impress that special someone, right? Buy our clothes, and etc. I mean, we're inundated with this on a daily basis. At the end of the day, knowing it is a very simple yet powerful technique used on us subconsciously can lead to a better understanding on how to avoid it. In short, the next time you want to make a big decision, take a deep breath and analyze it if it's playing on your emotions first. Yeah, like there's a new phone that came out. Do I need it? I know there's a lot of questions that come into that stuff. Other impacts on decisions are kind of as follows. As we previously pointed out, our point can greatly impact our choices. However, as good as they may mean, we should still seek a second opinion or look inwards to see our own reasons for choosing a certain option. Just because someone really wants to help, unfortunately, doesn't mean that they're always qualified to help. On the other side, just because people we dislike do something doesn't automatically mean it is associated with them. This is another way in which hate, fear, and anger can manipulate us, and even if only inside of our heads. I think that would mean that people are living rent-free inside of there. After all, just because serial killers drink water doesn't mean you should stop drinking water. Now, does it? I mean, just think about it from that kind of rational standpoint. So the role of intuition and experience, maybe let's talk about that. Intuition and experience can be formed over years of practice, correct and successful decisions that have yielded positive results and knowledge obtained from others' mistake. The takeaway from this is that while attaining the inner sense of right and wrong paths to choose takes thousands of decisions before it's smart to trust it. It gets easier and easier with every choice. So I guess if I had the bottom line, this or final thought, it would go something like this. What's the takeaway from all of this? Well, that's what we should talk about. It's that decision of making a complex process, and it depends on how many different factors play into it. The next time you're trying to make a tough decision, take some time to consider all of the variables that are involved. Now, that would be something to think about as you are moving forward. Anyways, thank you for taking a listen to this show today. This has been the Jay Allen Show on Safety FM. I wanted to call it the Jay Allen of the Morning Show there. I kind of hesitated for a moment. Anyways, thank you for taking a listen. We'll be back with another episode of the Jay Allen Show before too long. Goodbye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com /iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.